All right, so along the same theme of flying, you got two planes, right? You said, so one's on floats, you were telling me offline, and then one's got tires?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I have two Super Cubs, and I keep one on floats all the time, and then I have one that it's on tires, but right now it's on skis. I switch it back and forth from tires to skis, but it's wintertime now, so it's on skis, but then I just keep the float plane on floats and put it in the lake here in the summertime.
And you know, with all the bush flights you've probably done in Alaska, have you ever had a close call or a, you know, God forbid, a crash or anything like that?
Well, luckily I've never had a bad crash, but I've had lots of close calls, probably more than I can even remember. I mean, people ask me this question because I'm a flight instructor also, and I do a lot of general aviation flying on top of the airline flying that I do, so I'm talking about flying all the time. And yeah, just the type of flying that we do here in Alaska. The like good friend of mine, Jack Frost, and I talk about it. I mean, we just situations that we get into on some of these hunts and some of this fishing that we do, and mainly extreme hunting. You push the envelope. You're on the edge a lot of times. You know, you just try to make good decisions, and luckily I've made good decisions thus far, but you definitely have to push the envelope a little bit to do the type of hunting and mountain hunting and to use the airplane for the hunts that we do. So
give me an example of a close call. What happened?
Just landing in places that are really rough, and right on the limits of what the Super Cub could do, you know, and just experience and over the years that I've flown up here, you know, you get better at judging these places from the air and judging what your airplane and what you can do. But I've just, you know, been in some landings that were not the prettiest landings, you know, but the Super Cub's very forgiving airplane, thank goodness. So, I mean, that's why it's probably the best bush plane of all time still to this day. And that's why all the guides and hunters and stuff still use them all across Canada and Alaska. But, you know, just things that you're glad once you get down on the ground and you say your prayers, and you're glad that it could have turned out worse.